On University of Redlands Week, divorce is not pleasant, but can be beneficial. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jesse Hewitt, assistant professor of history, looks into madness and marriage in a historical context.
The 19th century psychiatric system calls to mind images of injustice and dread, particularly with respect to the internment of women deemed insane. Women who loved other women, women who chose not to marry, and women who rejected motherhood could all find themselves committed to asylums against their wills. Yet, in 19th century France, men also faced institutionalization if they failed to live up to popular conceptions of what it meant to be a good husband. One such man was Auguste Fulte du Puy-Parlier, an aging veteran of France's conquest of Algeria, who woke up in the Parisian asylum Charenton in 1869. He claimed his wife had conspired to poison and then institutionalize him. While Puy-Parlier was known for profligate spending and for occasionally wandering around town without his pants, he argued that his wife orchestrated his commitment because she could not legally divorce him. Puy-Parlier spectacularly escaped from the Tribunal of Paris during an appeal hearing and fled to England, where he remained until his wife's death. The widower presumably had the last laugh as he wrote her epitaph. Quote, "Here lies my wife. Oh, that she may be well, for her rest and for mine." Puy-Parlier understood the liability conferred by madness in the 19th century, even for husbands whose authority over their wives was almost always taken for granted.
That was Jesse Hewitt of the University of Redlands. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.